感谢主耶稣的看顾，让我们大家平安的聚集，能够来到神的面前。
Thanks the grace of God that we can gather here today peacefully to worship Him.
安息圣日是我们一个礼拜里面最重要的日子。
Sabbath is the most important day in the week.
也是神特别为我们人类所预备的一个安息圣日。
It is a special Sabbath, a special day of rest that God has established for humankind.
因为神体谅我们人类有肉体的软弱。
Because God recognizes and realizes our weaknesses.
我们需要休息。
He has mercy on our weaknesses and that we needed rest.
而休息是为了走更长的路。
And to rest is for so that we can walk a longer journey in ahead of us.
休息是为了要重新得力。
This rest is so that we can renew our strength.
特别是我们基督徒能够在安息圣日来到教会来聚会敬拜神，聆听神的话语。
Especially the Christians, we are able to come to the chapel of God to listen to the word of God.
是让我们的灵性得到更好的一个建立。
So our spirituality can be cultivated.
所以安息圣日真的是我们每个礼拜最期待的一天。
So Sabbath is really the day that we long for during the week.
所以每到安息圣日我们都能够聚集在这里一起来团契。
And every Sabbath, we will gather here and have our fellowship.
求主耶稣来祝福我们今天的聚会。
May God bless our service today.
因为在这次的青年神学训练班，我们有上了立位记。
And the NYTS this year we have studied the book of Leviticus.
那我们其中有谈到一年有三大节期，一定要来敬拜神的。
And in the year there are three festivals where we come to worship our God.
我们请看立位记二十三章。
Take a look at Leviticus chapter 23.
二十三章有记载了三大节期，一定要来敬拜神的。
And chapter 23 recorded three festivals that all the people should come and worship the Lord together.
第五节就说是逾越节，也是除酵节。
And in verse 5, it says the Passover, which is the festival of unleavened bread.
那第二节日是五旬节。
And then the second festival is the Pentecost or the fest, a feast of weeks.
第三个节日是祝棚节。
And then the third festival is the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我们昨天晚上已经学习了现代的逾越节。
Last night we have studied the modern Passover.
那我们今天早上来学习现代的五旬节。
So this morning let us continue with a modernPentecost or the modern Feast of Weeks.
这五旬节是怎么计算来的呢？
So how was the Pentecost calculated?
他们是从逾越节的隔天开始在收割庄稼开始计算七个安息日。
Starting from the very next day after the Passover, when they brought in the sheaves and they count seven Sabbaths.
那么到了第五十天。
Until the 50th day.
所以就把这第五十天称为是五旬节。
And the 50th day, they call it the Feast of Weeks or the Pentecost.
所以五旬节另外一个名词也可以称为是收割节。
Or it can be called a festival for bringing in the sheaves.
所以呢，我们在五旬节是一个收割的一个欢乐的日子。
So this festival here in this Pentecost is a happy festival because people are bringing in the sheaves.
所以呢，五旬节呢，在《生命记》呢，有更多详细的记载。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it has more recordings regarding this festival.
请看《生命记》十六章。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 16.
十六章第九节。
16 verse 9. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the shekel to the standing grain.
第十节
Verse 10 Then celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessing of the Lord your God has given you.
十一节
Verse 11 And rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, you, your sons.And daughters, your men servants and maid servants, the Levites in your towns, and the aliens, the fatherless, and the widow living among you.
12节
Verse 12. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and follow carefully these decrees.
所以呢，这个五旬节呢，是开镰刀、收割、禾稼开始算七七四十九天，然后。第五十天才是五旬节。
The Pentecost is the 50th day from the time they begin to put the shekel to the standing grain.
所以五旬节可以算是五十天有四十九天的那种收割的一个时间。
So there are 49 days of harvesting the grain before the Pentecost.
那到50天算是已经完成了。
And on the 50th day, they have completed the harvesting.
所以呢，在这一天啊，来对神献感谢。
So on this very day, they offer from their thanksgiving heart to God.
所以呢，感谢神让我们今年有这么好的收成。
Thank God that we have such a wonderful harvest this year.
所以呢，当然全家人啊，以及全城的人都要一起来欢乐。
So the whole family, even the whole city, they will rejoice together.
那我们现在来思想，这个五旬节对我们现代的基督徒有什么意义呢？
So the Pentecost, what does it have to do with us modern Christians?
它是一个收割的日子。
It is a time for harvesting.
那今天我们在现代的基督徒里面，我们的生活都得到神的看顾。
And today our lives have been blessed by our God.
所以呢，我们也要欢乐。
So we should rejoice as well.
所以呢，《申命记》十六章啊的十一节，他就说，很所有的这些人，大家都待在神的面前欢乐。
And in verse 11, we see all these people will rejoice before the Lord.
我们收割就是有欢乐。
When we bring in harvests, we are very happy and joyful.
啊，我曾经啊在啊初中的时候有一个啊。同学也是我们教会的弟兄。
When I was in high school, I had a classmate, and he was a brother in our church as well.
他是住在乡下。
He lived on the countryside.
那跟我说他们家里都有田要种。
This is what he told me that they have field and they have farm and a field that they have to go and harvest.
虽然他只有小学生，只有初中，但是他也要去帮忙田里面的耕种。
He had to help even when he was starting in elementary school. Now that he's in high school, he have to go and help out with the field work.
他说呢，最快乐的时刻呢，就是耕种完以后躺在禾捆上面，躺在那里。就睡着了。
And he said the most happiest moment in his life was when after they have sowed the seeds and they just lying in the grains.
因为三十年前还没有那个收割机机器来帮我们收割，没有。
30 years ago, we do not have a machine to help us with harvesting the grains.
那时候还用手用镰刀，然后弯下去，然后一捆一捆的割，一捆一捆的割，然后割下来，然后放在那个旁边。
At that time, they would still need to use shackles and bow down and to harvest the grains.
然后有一个另外一个打滚打谷子的那个机器就一直把那个禾酱把谷子把它打下来，然后剩下一些那些草就放在旁边。
And there's a machine where you can separate the grain from the harvest itself, and there's a machine doing that, and we can put it on the side.
那一天工作很累
And throughout the whole day of work, it's very tiring.
所以呢，到傍晚呢，太阳下山了他们也准备休息了。
So when the sun sets and they are about to rest.
可是因为太累了，还来不及走回家。
Because they are too tired, they don't have the strength to walk home.
所以他们这些孩子呢，就很喜欢跳到那个那些草堆干草堆上面很松软的，好像弹簧床一样。
So they would jump onto the leftover for the grain, the grass, and because it's very soft and nice, comfortable.
所以呢，都躺在上面呢，然后又那个晚风吹过来，很凉快的风。
So they will lie on this grass bed and then feel the breeze.
所以在上面就躺下来。
And then they will just lie there.
然后就睡着了。
And they will fall asleep.
他说那个时候的风是最舒服的风。
And say the wind at that time, that evening wind is very, very comfortable.
而且一天的收割有这么多的收成，心里也非常的满足。
And throughout the day, they have harvested so much grain, and it's very fulfilling in their hearts.
所以呢，真的收割完的那种快乐跟成就呢，非常的大。
So really, it's a great rejoice when one has collected all the grains and all the harvests.
所以呢，现代的逾越节呢，我们第一个要来感受。基督徒的生活当中的喜乐。
So the first thing that we need to experience in this modern Pentecost is the joy in our life.
因为我们都得到神的看顾，给我们日常生活的需要。
We have all received much blessings from our Lord that He has taken care of all our daily needs.
我们就像主耶稣说的，不必像外邦人那样为了生活一直在烦恼忧愁。
We do not need to worry like the Gentiles about their daily lives.
因为神都知道我们所需要的。
Because God already knows what we need.
我们还没有求以前，神已经知道了。
Even before we ask, He knows already.
所以他会赏赐给我们日常所需要的一切。
And He will grant us our daily needs.
所以在五旬节啊，这个收割日子要快乐。
So in this Pentecost day, the day of harvest, we have to be very happy.
也是我们今天基督徒的生活要有喜乐的生活。
That is, we should live a life of rejoice.
所以保罗一直勉励我们。
This is what Paul continued to encourage us.
要靠着主常常喜乐。
Now we should rejoice in the Lord.
我们请看腓立比书。
Let us take a look at Philippians.
第四章
Philippians chapter 4.
第四节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say that again. Rejoice.
保罗写信给腓立比的教会
This is one Paul write to the church in Philippi.
从头到尾一直在叫他们要喜乐
From the beginning till the end, he continued encourage them to rejoice.
到这里一直说你们要靠主常常喜乐又再说一次你们要喜乐
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
所以呢这个喜乐呢是腓立比书的主题
So rejoice is a theme of the book of Philippians.
也就是保罗认为基督徒一定要有喜乐才有见证
So Paul thought that the Christian they must rejoice in order for them to bear testimonies for the Lord.
今天我们基督徒如果脸上没有喜乐的话，我们如何去对人家做见证说信耶稣有平安有喜乐呢？
If we are not happy, we don't have a smile on our face. How can we preach the gospel to tell other people to come to the Lord and you will have peace?
所以我们在用语言去为主耶稣做见证之前
，So before we can preach to others with our words,
我们先用我们的表情来为主耶稣做见证。
We have to preach to them. We have to testify our Lord with our facial expression.
用我们的生活喜乐的态度来为主耶稣做见证。
Now we have to live a happy attitude, and through our happy attitude, people can learn about the Lord.
所以，请问现在大家喜乐吗
？So let me ask you a question: Are you happy?
现在会笑的只有几个人呢
？There's only a couple that are smiling here.
当然，我们不是要笑给我看的，是笑给主耶稣看，是笑给弟兄姐妹看。
You don't smile so that I can see it. You smile to our Lord Jesus and for our brothers and sisters.
当然，也有人说，传道我就是不要那个皮笑肉不笑啊。
But there are people says I don't want to smile superficially.
因为这个皮笑肉不笑，
皮笑肉
对对好，就是 superficial。如果这样的话，我也不快乐啊，因为我脸上笑，可是心里在痛苦啊。
If I only put a smile on the face, but I'm sorrowful in our heart, then it's not good.
所以呢，我们要如何从内心真的喜乐出来
？So how can we bring this joy from within our hearts？
而不是只有表面上的微笑。
And it's not just superficially outside a smile。
所以呢，主耶稣他有说了他的喜乐要赏赐给我们。
Lord Jesus has said He will grant us His joy。
而且他的喜乐是不能被夺去的。
And His joy, this is a joy that will not be taken away。
主耶稣要把他的喜乐给我们。
Lord Jesus will give us His joy。
我们来看。约翰福音
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十五章
John chapter 15,
十一节
verse 11. John 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
所以今天我们相信主，要得到主耶稣给我们的喜乐。
Well, now that we have believed in the Lord, we shall also receive the joy from our Lord.
所以主的喜乐要存在我们的心里。
The joy of the Lord will be with us in our hearts.
叫我们的喜乐得到满足。
And our joy will be complete.
这是我们现代逾越五旬节第一个要回到那种喜乐的基督徒。
This is the thing we must do in the modern Pentecost. We should return to
回到我们的我们基督徒要回到喜乐的生活。
Okay. As Christians today, we need to go back to live a life of joy.
当然要如何得到喜乐呢？这个有另外大家去学习的话题。
And how can we receive this joy? Something that we need to continue to learn.
我觉得最重要就是要改变观点
And I think the most important thing is to change our perspective.
改变态度，你就会喜乐。
If you can change your attitude of life, then you will be able to be happy.
有人讲那个故事，我觉得很好。
Recently, I've heard a story and I thought it was very good.
所以小女生呢，在走路结果有闪电有雷声下大雨
So this little girl was walking on the road, and there was storm and there was thunder and it was very loud.
每次闪电过来以后，看那个小孩呢，我们都以为那个小孩会害怕。
And every time when the thunder comes, we thought the little girl would be afraid.
但是每次看到那个小孩呢。一看到闪电的时候，他就微笑一下，看着天上就微笑一下。
But every time when the thunderstorm comes, this little girl smiled.
大家很奇怪，这个小孩脑袋不正常吗？为什么闪电不害怕，反而对着天上微笑一下
？And everyone was thought that this Maybe this little girl was not too normal because usually little kids would be afraid of the thunder.
后来呢，啊，有旁边的人问他，小朋友啊，你为什么在闪电的时候你不害怕，还微笑，还看着天上微笑一下？
And then bystander would ask her, "How come when you see the thunder, you actually have a smile on your face rather than afraid?"
他说啊，哎，北北啊，你不知道吗？我们照相是不是要用闪电啊？要用闪，那个什么
闪光灯
啊。
And then he says, "Oh man, don't you know when then there's a light when we take a picture, there's always a flash."
所以呢，这是神在替我照相啊，他闪一下。
This is God taking picture of me, so that's why there's a flash.
所以呢，我要给主耶稣看一下，然后我微笑啊，拿他照相。
So I need to smile to our Lord Jesus, so He can take a good picture of me.
所以呢，每一个闪电就是帮我照一张相片。
So every time
要笑一下。
Every time when the thunder, the lightning comes, is Lord Jesus taking picture of me, so I need to smile to Him.
所以一般人呢，看到闪电会害怕，可是这个小孩看到闪电是要照相。
So normally people when they see the thunder lightning, they would be afraid, but this little child thinking she's taking a picture.
欢乐喜乐不就是这样来的吗？
And this is the essence of joy. This is where joy comes from.
同样的事情，你用什么观点，你用什么态度来面对它？
You encounter the same thing, the same environment that you're in, but it depends on how you look at it.
你的观点改变了以后，你就会有得到喜乐的心。
If you change your perspective, then you will have this heart of joy.
所以呢，这就是五旬节我们要得到的第一啊，要回到五旬节的喜乐。
This is how we can return to the joy in the Pentecostal time.
那第二个呢，五旬节是一个收割的日子。
And second point is that in the Pentecost, it's the time where
今天我们在
bring in harvest.
传福音的工作呢，啊，就是要收割。
Today in our preaching.The work of preaching the gospel, we need to harvest.
主耶稣说了，庄稼已经成熟。
This is what the Lord Jesus said. The harvest is ready.
所以现在是收割的日子。
It's time for us to bring again.
我们请看马太福音第九章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 9.
35节到38节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38.Verse 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching there in their synagogue.Preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Verse 38. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以呢，主耶稣说。庄稼已经成熟了。
This is what Lord Jesus said. The harvest is plentiful. It's ready.
但是工人却很少。
But the workers are few.
所以呢，要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收拾
庄稼。So we ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out more workers into the field.
所以今天我们的现代五旬节也是要来收割。
So in the modern Pentecost, we need to go out and bring in the harvest.
这是一个福音的收割。
This is the harvest of gospels.
主耶稣说庄稼已经成熟了。
Lord Jesus said the harvest is plentiful and ready.
因为他走遍各城各乡，看到的更多的人是困苦流离。
Because when he went through all the towns and villages, he see many people suffering in their life.
困苦流离就是需要福音。
They need the gospel.
那么需要福音我们的福音到了的时候就会拯救他们。
And when the gospel arrives, their life will be saved.
所以呢，他们就会收割。
And they can be harvested.
所以呢，今天我们的庄稼已经成熟。
So today the harvest is ready.
我们看到这个世界有很多的困苦流离的人。
We see many people suffering, toiling in the world today.
我们看到这个世界有多少的患难。
We see there are so many suffering, tribulations in the world.
我们本来以为美国是一个最强盛的国家。
We thought America was the most powerful country in the world.
可是我们看到911的事件发生的时候。
And when we see the 9/11 happened,
多少人回到教会？
How many people return to their church?
你在对他们传福音的时候，就比以前容易了。
And when you preach to them at that time, it's much easier.
之前呢，他们人定胜天呐。
Before they live a life thinking that I can achieve anything,
所以呢，我可以靠着我的力量，我做我一切想做的事情。
I can do anything by my own power.
可是竟然美国也遭受911的攻击。
But they have received attack from the terrorists.
所以呢，人真的算不得什么。
Humans are nothing.
所以呢，人的谦卑的时候，他就会需要福音。
In the time when they are most humble, they need the gospel.
人啊，遇到困苦的时候，他会需要福音。
In their time of tribulation, they need the gospel.
人啊，在医院住院的时候，更需要福音。
When they are in hospital suffering, they need the gospel.
所以平常我们要传福音好像很困难。
So regularly, when we are trying to preach the gospel, it appears to be very difficult to do.
但是现在的世代已经越来越多的啊困苦流离的人了。
However, as we can see outside, there are more and more people who are suffering.
所以呢，我们的福音一到的时候，马上啊。就可以收割了。
So when our gospel arrives at their doorsteps, we can harvest them right away.
这也是主耶稣啊，为什么叫门徒要等候啊，从天上降下来的圣灵。
This is why Lord Jesus asked a disciple to wait for the Holy Spirit, in Jerusalem.
啊，我们来看《使徒行传》第二章第一节。
Let's take a look at the Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1.
从第一节读到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 4. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Verse 2, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enables them.
主耶稣叫门徒啊，不要离开耶路撒冷。
Lord Jesus Christ instructed his disciples not to leave, depart from Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的圣灵。
That they should wait for the Holy Spirit that was promised by the Father.
那圣灵降临在你们身上就要得到能力。
And when Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will receive power.
所以门徒他们就在耶路撒冷等候祷告。
So they waited in Jerusalem and prayed.
那一直等到五旬节
，until the day of Pentecost came，
他们聚集在一起祷告的时候
，they were all together and praying together，
他们就被圣灵充满
，they were filled with the Holy Spirit。
为什么神要啊把这个圣灵降下来，特别挑在五旬节呢
？Why did God pick Pentecost as a day when He sent down the Holy Spirit？
因为五旬节就是一个收割的日子
，because Pentecost is a day of harvest。
这些门徒啊要在五旬节得到圣灵
，these disciples will receive Holy Spirit on this day of Pentecost。
所以呢，他们要开始建设教会
，so they can start establishing building up churches。
就在那一天呢、他们的祷告啊，所以呢。感动的啊，旁边的好多人。
On that day, their prayer has moved many people around them.
很多犹太人回到耶路撒冷来守这个五旬节。
There's a lot of Jews come from everywhere back to Jerusalem to host this festival.
所以同样在五旬节那一天。
So on that very same day,
使徒得到圣灵。
The apostles received the Holy Spirit.
然后彼得站起来传福音。
Peter arose and preached.The word of God.
众人听见他的道理都觉得扎心。
And when people heard the word of God, they were pierced into their hearts.
就问彼得说：“我们当怎么做呢？”
And they asked Peter, "What should we do?"
彼得就说：“你们要悔改。”
And Peter told them to repent.
啊，要奉耶稣的名受洗。
Now you should be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后就可以领受圣灵。
And you will receive the Holy Spirit.
就在那一天呐、
On that very day.
我想那一天就是五旬节的那一天。
That very day is the day of Pentecost.
我们再看第二章的四十一节。
Take a look at chapter 2, verse 41. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
在那一天啊，约三千个人受洗。
About 3,000 were added to their number that day.
所以呢，那一天是哪一天呢
？So which day is that day?
就是五旬节的那一天。
It's the day of Pentecost.
所以我们从啊《使徒行传》第二章呢，你这样读下来之后，五旬节这一天真的是太丰富了。
So if you read through Acts chapter 2, you see how there's abundant grace in the Pentecost.
五旬节这天得圣灵。
The day of Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit.
五旬节这天传福音。
The day of Pentecost, they preached the gospel.
五旬节这天三千人受洗。
The day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to them.
五旬节这天成立的使徒在第一个教会。
And this is the day also when they established the first apostolic church.
所以五旬节是一个收割的日子。
So Pentecost is a day of harvest.
因为这天成立的第一个教会。
Because this is the day when the first church is established.
我们说这是得救的真教会的第一个。
This is the first church.Of salvation.
所以今天真耶稣教会也是这个得救的真教会。
Today, True Jesus Church belongs to this. Is one of the a church of salvation.
所以今天我们要在现代享受啊，来过这个五旬节。
So we should host our modern Pentecost.
今天我们也要在五旬节得圣灵。
Today we all receive Holy Spirit on the Pentecost.
我们要在五旬节来传福音。
We will preach the gospel in Pentecost.
所以今天我们的灵恩布道会呢，就好像是五旬节一样。
So our spiritual convocation is just like the Pentecost.
我们每半年一次的灵恩布道会。
Every half year, we would have a spiritual convocation.
感谢神，我们很多的福音啊，很多的慕道者来到教会。
And thank God, there are many truth seekers come to our church.
啊，这是传福音的机会。
This is an opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
然后他们到前面祷告，就得到圣灵。
When they come to the front and they kneel down to pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
啊。我碰过好多个慕道朋友呢，第一次来教会，第一次就得到圣灵。
I have met with many true seekers when the first time they came to the church, when the first time they prayed, they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以呢，他们就说我要受洗。
And they say, I want to be baptized.
啊，所以呢，在那次的灵恩会就受洗了。
And on that very spiritual convocation, they're baptized.
所以呢，这现代的五旬节就好像我们现在的灵恩布道会一样。
So the modern Pentecost is our spiritual convocation.
所以呢，要传福音要得圣灵
，so we need to receive the Holy Spirit and preach the gospel，
然后来建设教会
，and to establish our church。
所以每次的灵恩布道会之后，我们教会就更兴旺了。
And after every spiritual convocation, and the church become more prosperous。
就是我们又过了一次的五旬节。
That is, we have passed yet another Pentecost。
所以我们现在一年有两次the 五旬节。
So there are two。Pentecost every year.
因为这是现代的五旬节。
Because this is a modern Pentecost.
其实呢，一年两次好像还不太够。
So twice a year seems a little bit not enough.
我听说我们这边每个月有一次的月布道嘛。
I heard here in Vancouver we have a monthly evangelical service.
所以呢，每个月有一次的五旬节。
So every month we have a Pentecost.
又有人得圣灵。
When people receive the Holy Spirit.
又有人传福音。
When people preach the gospel.
当然呢。受洗还是等到灵恩会再受洗的。
Of course, we wait until spiritual convocation for the
baptism. 但是还是可以呢。如果真的有紧急需要的，我们还是可以临时为他受洗。
But of course, if there is emergency, we perform baptism for them as well.
所以呢，每一次的灵恩布道会都是一个五旬节。
So every time when we have evangelical service, spiritual convocation, it is a Pentecost.
当然呢，我们也会得到喜乐。
And we will receive joy on that day.
又跟前面的喜乐又可以结合在一起。
It's a combination of the joys.
所以呢，想想我们现在有没有在过五旬节
？So let us ponder: Are we experiencing? Are we attending this Pentecost?
这是一个现代的属灵五旬节。
It's a spiritual modern Pentecost.
那第三个呢，我们来谈撒种跟收割都需要辛苦的。
And let us go to the next point, as it is.It's toiling and suffering when we sow the seeds and we harvest the grains.
但是我们流泪撒种的也要欢呼收割。
But those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
我们请看诗篇126篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇第五节第六节。
Psalm 126 verse 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping...Carrying seed to sow will return with a song of joy, carrying sheaves with him.
这里说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap in the song of joy.
也就是说，我们在撒种在耕种在浇灌，我们要付出很多的辛苦。
When we are sowing the seed, when we're taking care of the crop, we have to toil and suffer and labor for it.
但是这样的辛苦是有价值的。
But there is a reward waiting.
因为我们最后会欢呼收割。
Because at the end, we will weep with songs of joy.
如果一个不愿意撒种，不愿意流泪流汗。那个人是没有办法去收割的。
If a person refuses to sweat, refuses to sow in tears, then he is not able to reap anything.
我觉得圣经讲得非常好。
I thought the Bible has described, bring up a very good point.
他说是流泪撒种。
It's reap, it's sow in tears.
我在想呢，我们如果一般的撒种应该是流汗，就已经很辛苦了。
If a person sow while sweating, it's already very tiresome. It's already a laboring task.
但是流汗只是身体上的疲劳。
But if you're just sweating, then it's only physical fatigue.
而流泪呢，乃是精神上也必须煎熬的。
But the tears come from the hardship you experience spiritually or mentally.
为什么撒种的时候流了汗还要再流泪呢
？How come when you sow, not only do you shed do you sweat, then you also shed tears?
这代表了在撒种的时候有身体上的疲劳，也有精神上的煎熬。
That means when you are sowing the seeds, it's not only toil and suffer physically, but also mentally and spiritually as well.
所以呢，我们在做福音工作，我们也会有这种身心都要啊付出代价。
So when we are preaching the gospel, we have to pay a price both physically and mentally.
我们在日常生活上，我们也会有身心都要啊付出的代价。
In our daily lives, we will have toiling, in our physically and mentally.
但是这些都是啊有酬劳的。
But there is a reward for our toil and suffer.
因为最后我们可以欢呼收割。
Because we will be able to reap with joy.
因为神会纪念，会带领，看顾我们。
For God will take care of us, have mercy on all our sufferings.
神啊，的看顾最重要。
It is most important to have God abidance.
不要让我们撒种跟耕耘呢，做了白工啊。
So that our seed, the seed we sow, will not be in vain.
我们一个人最可怜的就是。已经撒种了、啊、已经耕耘了，可是最后收成的时候刚好一个台风来了，哇，全部都被淹没了，全部都被毁掉了。
What is most pitiful for a farmer is that he has labored sowing, he has taken care of good the crop, but when he was about to harvest, a typhoon came and destroyed everything.
或者是来个大地震。
Maybe there's an earthquake.
我们都知道去年有个四川大地震。
We know last year in Sichuan, in China, there was a big earthquake.
那个大地震来的时候是没有人预告得到的。
No one knew when this earthquake was going to come.
而且发生的时候，很多人还在学校。
All of a sudden, when it occurs, many people were still in school.
那个学校啊，多少人被淹没在那个啊地底下
？So many people was crumbled under the ground.
如果是这样的一个灾难来到，哇、哦，我们真的是啊唉声叹气。
If the calamity suddenly come like this, all we can do is just sign.
之前多少的啊流泪流汗。所耕种的事情完全一无所有了。
All the things they work for, the sweat, the tears that they have shed, it's come to nothing.
所以呢，我们今天呢，流泪撒种、流汗撒种的更要祷告，求神看顾我们，才能够欢呼收割。
So we who sow in tears, we need to pray for God's protection and guidance, so we can reap with song of joy one day.
所以呢，今天我们有这样的信心来到主的面前。
Today we come to the presence of the Lord with this kind of faith.
我们相信呢，我们所做的不会是白工。
We believe whatever we do here will not go in vain.
神会看顾我们所耕种的。
God will take care of whatever we sow.
然后让我们就可以。欢呼收割
and we will be able to reap in song of joy.
是吧？所以呢，我们要常常祷告。
So we should pray continually.
不要依靠我们自己的势力。
Let us not rely on our own power.
不要依靠我们自己的聪明。
Not rely on our own smartness.
因为我们智慧聪明是有限的。
Because our capability is very limited.
凡事在乎当时的机会。
Whatever we do is based on the opportunity that was given to us.
而当时的机会就是神所赏赐的机会。
And that opportunity is given to us from our God.
所以我们才能够欢呼收割。
So we are able to reap in joy.
我们一切所做的一定要祷告。
Whatever we do, we need to do in our prayer.
交托在神的手上。
And trust and release everything to the hand of our Lord.
有了神的看顾。
Once God is taking care of us,
我们就能够欢呼收割。
And we will be able to reap in joy.
所以今天我们对于教会的未来，我们有这样的信心。
Concerning the future of our church, we have to wait in peace.
今天这个教会是圣灵所建设的教会。
The church today is established by the Holy Spirit.
所以神的名要在这里得到荣耀。
The name of the God will be glorified here.
那我们能够有幸参与到神的这个工作。
And it's a joy, it's a pleasure.
我们有 honor,
the honor of us to be able to.
我们有这个荣幸。
We have this honor to participate in this holy work of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我们要在我们所做的工作上来尽一份力量。
So we need to do our best. I'll put our strength into the work of God.
在教会的发展上我们每个人。都可以贡献一点微薄的力量。
That everyone can contribute to the success of the church.
有钱的出钱，有力的出力。
Those who has money will offer money. Those who have strength will offer their strength.
有智慧的出点智慧。
Those who have the wisdom, they will offer their wisdom.
有时间的奉献一点时间。
Those they have time, they offer their time.
我们每个人按照我们所得的恩赐来奉献一点。
We will offer according to what we have received.
我们这样子流泪撒种。
And this way we sow in tears.
我们相信神一定会看顾这个教会。
And we believe God will take care of this church.
我们将来会看到神的荣耀在这里彰显。
In the future, we will see the glory of God here.
我们更盼望神也在加拿大要彰显他的荣耀。
And we hope that God will manifest His glory in Canada.
是在全世界在彰显他的荣耀。
And throughout the whole earth.
到那一天就是欢呼收割的日子。
And on that very day, it is our day of harvest, of,
神的名
of our joy,
得到荣耀。
The day where God's name is lifted up.
我们大家一起来欢呼收割。
And everyone will be able to reap in joy.
我们现在把时间交给我们杨传道。
Let's for our time to Preacher Young.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
愿主的恩典与大家同在。
May God's mercy be with you always.
过去一个礼拜，我们在温哥华这边的会堂有举行全国青年神学训练班。
Over the past week, we have held a National Youth Theological Seminar here.
这一次我们有全国各地，还有美国，还有英国的青年同龄来学习圣经。
We have youth come from all around Canada, from UK, from America to come here to study the Word of God.
他们非常的用心来学习。
They study the Word of God very diligently.
也练习了两首诗歌要来献给神。
And they have practiced two hymns to offer to our God.
第一首叫做 Holy Heart, 圣洁的心。
The first hymn is the Holy Heart.
第二首就是愿神保佑跟祝福你。
And the second hymn is the Lord bless you and keep you.
他们想借着这两首诗歌颂赞天上的真神。
They want to praise God with these two hymns.
也让这两首诗歌跟大家来分享。
And want to share with you and fellowship these two hymns as well.
很谢谢大家青年还有温哥华教会的同龄很有爱心的接待他们。
They are really thankful to all the love they have received from the local brothers and sisters.
所以他们将他们的这个感谢献上给大家。
So they will offer up their thanks to you.
现在请大家来欣赏这两首青年诗班要献上的这个诗歌。
Let us listen to their hymns.
我们现在请青年诗班。
听到他们所唱的诗歌，心里非常的感动。
I was very moved by their voices.
看到他们呢，就觉得教会很有希望。
And when I see them, I felt the church has a lot of hope.
那因为我们在讲以赛亚书的时候，也唱了一首诗歌。
When we're going over the book of Isaiah, we have also sang a hymn.
但是这个是没有跟他们预先告诉他们要做准备的。
But I have not told them to prepare this in advance.
但是我觉得这首诗歌是在以赛亚书里面的一个主题曲。
But I thought this is a theme song in the book of Isaiah.
可以唱一下吗
？Can we sing?
那我们就站起来。
Let us stand up.
直接站起来，不用再到前面，站起来啊，向后转。
Stand up and turn around.
那196首。
196。
我们第一节唱两次。
We'll sing the first verse twice.
第一节就好，第一节唱两次。
Only the first verse, but we will sing it twice. 最后一遍。
Noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth insert on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of this shall move me from below land. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. Praise God, I'm drinking at the fountain. That never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For by him dwelling in Beulah land. Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. For I am drowning in Beulah land.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主哦。
Thank the grace of God.
一切的诗歌都是要赞美神。
All the hymns that we sing are to praise our God in heaven.
也是我们要口唱心和的彼此交通。
And it's a fellowship, in a mutual understanding.
最后我们再唱520首。
Let us sing hymn 520 to conclude.